1972. My mother contemplates Chairman Mao. 21. My mother is at an age when men love only what is beautiful. Sitting by the river, she is reading the little red book and decides that Mao, unlike men who love only what is beautiful, loves only two things, poetry and power. Shi, li, ai. Poetry, power, love. She makes a note of this beneath Mao's round portrait. So far, love has little meaning when it comes to men. My mother has been told her nose is flat, her skin too dark and calloused by months in the rice paddies. Today, my mother is homesick, having received news of her brother thrown from an ox cart and trampled, the letter stamped by Mao's red crest. Her parents are miles gone in Shanghai. They have not seen their children since last year's harvest. Mao instructs, passivity is fatal. Let 100 flowers bloom. Let 100 schools of thought contend. That night she waits until the other girls fall asleep and slips from the farmhouse. The moon cannot be read by, so my mother composes a poem, telling herself she is a farmer and does not need to be beautiful.